Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, this is Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. Welcome to episode 29 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show with your life with WordPress. My buddy Adam and his buddy Kyle are going to take it over. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Yogi. Hey, this is Kyle. What's
hey,
up, Adam?
Hey, it's Adam here. How are you, Kyle? Thanks, Yogi Bear. Wow, that's a flashback. Are you old enough to know who Yogi Bear is?
Yogi Bear. Yeah. No, I'm not. Jeez, are you kidding? Anyway, yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, it's good. We're back. 2 weeks in a row. This is going to be awesome. Is it 2 weeks in a row? Yeah, I did a show. Came out a couple days ago. We're recording again early for next week. We're recording ahead of time, not the weekend. That's stressing me out for post-production.
Right. We're not recording in the future. We're actually in the past right now.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I know. It's hard to wrap your mind around, but...
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how we chose to do it.
Right. So, what's new in your life? What's an update? Anything going on?
Shoot, man. It's been fun. I've been working work-wise. I've been spending a lot of time on our team meetup, which is coming up pretty soon.
Can I go?
You know, let me see if I can pull some strings, but... Oh, the group is getting pretty big. Actually, we've hired 5 people in the company this year.
Wow.
So there's...
15 of you now?
Close. I think a couple of spouses are attending as well. So the total people attending this meetup is 19 currently.
Okay. All right.
So it's getting big. That's turning out to be quite an undertaking for me to coordinate all the logistics, get everybody where they need to be at the right times, and... make sure we have food for everybody and just all the fun stuff, and try and make it a really good experience. We've never had a full team meetup like this for a whole week. It wasn't related to a conference. And
it's in your back. It's going to be in your backyard, right?
Right. Yeah. Pitch some tents for everybody. No, actually, we're going to Colorado.
Nice.
I know.
I wonder. I'm not going to surprise you there, am I?
Will you?
That'd be awesome. Hey guys, hey Pippin, yeah. What's up team? I'm not a part of, awkward. Where's my swag?
Yeah, well, that's basically your MO, so.
Yeah, all right.
Personal updates, dude, I sent you pictures already, but the other day we got a hot tub.
You sent me a picture, one picture, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been busy, but yeah, it finally showed up.
That's awesome.
We bought this hot tub this summer,
wow.
Like back in July.
What took so long?
Well, you know, at the time, we didn't know our darling daughter was coming.
Right.
We only had a couple weeks notice before she arrived, and we adopted her. And we had a lot of work to do to prepare for the tub, like extend our patio, move the fence, build this deck. And with a little one around, it suddenly became quite difficult to do.
Well, can't she help at all? I mean, what is she? She's like, what is she, useless? I mean, she's cute.
I don't want to say anything. she has her uses, but she's not too good with a hammer yet.
Right on.
Or a shovel. And yeah. So we finished it up.
I think she might make a good.
The tub is delivered.
She might make a good doorstop at this point.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. She's the cutest thing in the whole world.
Yes, she is.
But my current struggle is I need to find an electrician. The tub needs to be wired in, and I can't find it. No kidding. I've left voicemails with 6 different electricians and no callbacks yet.
Wow.
No callbacks. Can you believe that? It's a simple job. I can't believe it. I would still be on the phone if there were more electricians in this town to call, but I've called them all. I'm a little bit frustrated about that because we want to use our tub.
Yeah. And I want to surprise you in it. You come home one day from church. I'm in your hot tub. That'll be the next surprise. And we'll have to have, of course, Sarah Dunn. We'll have to just show up and take a picture of that. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed. I gave her props. I don't know if she notices this, but on the website, I linked to the photos of me behind the door where she snapped and she tweeted about the surprise for you that I was there. And then I gave her photo credit on the show notes from last week. So thanks, Sarah. Yeah. She's awesome. I love her.
Oh, she is. She's so fun. And a loyal listener to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's
pretty cool. She'll probably hear this.
She probably will. Yeah. So right now we're talking just to Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Doing well, I hope.
Yes.
Anyway, what's up in your world, bro?
So in my world, I am. I have at the time of this recording, I have the house to myself for about 36 hours. Wife and boys are on the way to the West Coast to participate in a nonprofit walk that they are a part of every year. My son, actually, my older son, he is the face of this event. It's called Skechers Peer-to-Peer Walk. It's a fundraising for children with special needs after-school program. My kids volunteered there for years, you know. And anyway, so he was in a photo shoot and he was picked. And they didn't realize he moved out of the area. So they picked him, and usually that person goes up on stage and says something. So he's very excited. All his friends back in Redondo Beach have seen his face plastered around town on billboards and flyers. It's just kind of funny. So they've left today. They'll be back next Tuesday. And yes, they are missing a day of school on Monday, because Monday is October 30th. And the 31st, they're off school on Tuesday the 31st. It's kind of weird. I think it should be off school the day after Halloween, personally. Anyway. If you're gonna be up late trick-or-treating, etc. Right. So that's inside the house myself. My daughter is actually on her way to Atlanta right now to a competition for color guard, dance guard, band comp. And then when she comes back on Sunday, she and I are heading to New York on Monday for 30 hours or so. A little birthday gift, because my daughter's birthday is on Monday. Along with your wife's, isn't it?
What?
Wait, whose wife is birthday on October 30th? Not yours? Oh, it's Jamie, my buddy Jamie's wife. Sorry, whatever. So by the time you hear this show on November 1st, we're back. And I'm sure we had a great time.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
New York was awesome.
I'm sure it was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Didn't crack any ribs.
Right. wow. Thanks for jinxing that. Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, so that's my update. So heading to New York. My daughter's never been there. I'm very excited to take her. I've been there a handful of times in my life. Haven't been back like in 10 years, though. So we're going to do some touristy stuff, see a show, Times Square, all that kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I hope you have fun.
Thank you.
All right.
So what's
else is on our agenda?
So on the agenda, we have news, updates, and WordPress. I'll do this one. WordPress 4.9 Beta 4 came out between the last week and this week.
Beta 4.
Changes. I know you don't test them. You haven't tested them in forever. I think it's Beta 4. Did I not click? I guess I gave the wrong link.
You're really calling me out here.
Yeah, there's Beta 4. So that's out. There's more fixes, more bugs, 80 more changes, etc. It's still due for November 14th, I believe. So check that out. Link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And also, actually, before we go to the other one, I just realized there's two more there, but I'm going to mention this one since I'm in that page right now. There's also the WordPress 2017 WordPress survey in WordCamp US that they announced that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in taking a survey, it takes a few minutes. Fill it out. Be cool. Help out the community. Let people know what you're doing. 5 to 8 minutes total. I'll put a link in the show notes for that as well.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something they do every year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got?
We've got a link that you'll share in the,
show notes.
The page, the show notes and stuff. There was an announcement that Chrome, the browser, is making a change where domains, or .dev domains, will be preloaded with HTTPS.
Right.
Now, this is a little bit tricky and confusing, but for those of us who do local development constantly, a lot of us use .dev domains. So if we run a local install of WordPress on our website and develop just like I do and like you do as well, using software like Desktop Server or Local or MAMP or all kinds of other software, .dev is kind of a standard for those kind of programs. I mean, if you're running your own homebrew local setup, you might choose .dev. And it's just a non-recognized TLD, which, you know, your browser can be routed towards your local install, towards localhost. And now Chrome is changing things so that it's going to load it with or expecting an SSL cert.
Right.
So if you don't have one, that's going to throw
things
askew. Browser error.
Right.
Yeah.
And let me back up real quick and just let people know why this is happening or how this is happening. It's happening because Google, otherwise known as Alphabet, owns the .dev. They paid for the top-level domain. So that's why it's happening only in Chrome initially, right?
Right.
So that's why. So there's some ways around to update your htaccess file to make it so that .dev goes to 127.001, so it goes to home. So there's some hacking.
Your host file.
Your host file. Yeah. And I've already sent this information over to our friends at Desktop Server so they can then address it appropriately for the next version or a release of Desktop Server. They're at 3.83, I think, or 3.82. That way, it is going to be an issue because, you know, that they Desktop Server does force .dev. That's how it works.
Right.
And
right.
they just need to add some code in there. I think honestly, they add, I think it's like 10 lines of code. It should fix the problem.
Right. Or you can, you know, get an SSL certificate running on your dev site, which should, you know, a self-signed certificate, which would
also solve the problem.
And theoretically, yeah, alleviate these kind of problems. Right. So that's, that can be tricky at times. But anyway, after this change rolls out, there's probably going to be a lot of developers who start seeing browser errors on their local site and say, whoa, wait, what happened here?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting thing.
I thought so. Yeah, and then lastly, in the news, there's a new theme preview in Customizer coming in 4.9. I went through this. I looked at it. It's actually kind of cool. It kind of does what, if you remember, there used to be another plugin you could actually try, like a theme testing plugin, so you can see what things would look like. Before Customizer became as big as it is inside of WordPress, there was another way to do this, but apparently 4.9 will introduce discovering, installing, previewing themes in the Customizer, building on efforts from 4.7. Etc. So it's interesting. Definitely take a look at it. That way you can see what things will really look like, how they will truly act with inside a customizer using a different theme without having to activate it. So anyway.
I know you've always been a Mac guy, but I just remember like when I was a teenager, I had a Windows machine and I just loved downloading new desktop themes for my Windows OS.
Okay.
It's like the most fun thing. I had like a Star Wars one for the longest time.
You can still
time.
Do that. You can still do themes in the background of your Mac for one.
Just your back. I mean, it changed everything, like the toolbars and the whole aesthetic of the OS.
So you could do that back in the day with Mac what was it called? It wasn't Mac OS. It was just whatever it was called. But we used to change the sound effects for certain things. Like you put in a floppy disk, 3.5, it would make like a certain noise. You eject it, it would say, it would go, you know, so all these effects would make noises.
It was what awesome. Noise would it make? Wait, what?
Really? So, you know, that's, you know, I used to do that all the time. We used to completely customize things. And now I don't. Now I just use a black background and I go clean lines because I don't want the distraction. Do you have a background picture on your desktop? I mean, on your laptop? What's your background picture right now?
Yes, actually, I think I do.
Mine's a solid black.
No, actually, I don't. No, mine's like the default mountain picture.
Oh, okay. But that's something, right? But yeah, I mean, mine right now is solid black. And I remember, so until recently, a couple versions ago, you couldn't have black. There was no color picker. It was just the colors they gave you or an image. So I would actually go and take a picture, like a screenshot of one or two pixels, a square in Photoshop, and make that my image and have that repeat. I just wanted black. I don't know. I just like the black. So, you know.
Yeah.
So now there's a color picker, and so, I just like All right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Tweaking.
Yes, totally. All right. People on the move. Any changes? What do we got? Oh, you actually found one.
Yeah, the most notable one that I'm aware of recently, Daniel Bachuber made a bit of a change. And the other day when we were at Ann Arbor, I was hanging out with my good buddy Rahul Bansal, the founder of RT Camp, and he let me know that Daniel Bachuber is now leading sales for their new U.S. contingent.
Oh.
So RT Camp is a WordPress VIP agency.
Right.
A pretty elite team based out of India. The only non-U.S. based WordPress VIP team. And they are now expanding into the U.S. And Daniel is their initial representative.
Yeah. Nice.
So Daniel has been in WordPress for a long time. If you don't know who he is, he's the guy behind a lot of pretty cool projects. He's worked at a few different companies, including Automattic at one time. He's made some pretty popular plugins. He's the lead developer for WPCLI. He's basically a super, super good developer. Great guy, really smart, contributes so much to the community, and has been doing independent consulting for a little while with his own thing. But now he's working with Rahul and the RT Camp team, and we wish them all the best. And other than that, haven't heard any updates from our secret friend who's secretly looking for a job. Have you heard anything?
I don't know which secret friend, but I did see something last night on Twitter. On Facebook. What's his name? Sean Hooper out of Ontario, Canada. I think he's in Ontario.
Oh.
He was looking for somebody to do Laravel and Node.js, I think. I think it was definitely Node and something. He posted something. So he was looking for somebody part-time freelancer. So I sent him a private message of one of the people I know who's looking for some work because that person isn't publicly sane. So I'm like, you might try this person. So indirectly, it's just a referral, right? It'd be great if there was a service of some sort where you can do referrals. Wait a minute. I have news on that, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Well,
not right now though.
I'm sure it's good news.
It's very good news. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Right. Okay. It's a secret that I'm going to toy with for another week. Are you going to be around to record next week? I just realized you're going away.
Not next week. The week after.
Okay. We're fine. We should be fine. Okay. All right. So, hey, Kyle, what you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading? If you're reading anything.
All right. Currently under my Mojo Marketplace hoodie, I've got a Pagely t-shirt on.
Nice.
Love it. Nice. Love it. Nice and comfy. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Out of my GiveWP tumbler glass.
Nice.
I'm drinking a hibiscus raspberry tart beer.
Oh, wow.
Brewed by my good friend, Peter Shackelford.
Okay.
A local here in Jackson who is one of the main reasons I'm really into WordPress now. The guy who really taught me all the WordPress stuff I needed to know 6 years ago when I was getting into this stuff. So thank you, Peter, for teaching me WordPress and teaching me how to homebrew and for providing me with this delicious raspberry tart.
Nice. Wait, so it's kind of early. It's like 6 a.m. You're drinking a raspberry tart beer. That's crazy. Actually, it's not. That's why I'm so excited about this segment, everybody, because it's actually 5:40 p.m. Eastern time on a Friday. And we picked this time on purpose to finally have not coffee. So I am wearing, not that you asked, I'm doing a WP Engine t-shirt that I got. Where did I get this one?
Boston.
Thank you. And I got that covered with a WC Chicago hoodie from 2016. And I'm drinking a Sweet Baby Jesus beer. Literally, it's called Sweet Baby Jesus. It is a chocolate peanut butter porter. It is so good. And I'm drinking a shout out to another WP Engine because it's in their pint glass.
Nice.
This is here. We should cheers. Should we toast? Let's do a little bunch. Ready? Should. 1, 2, 3. There we go.
Okay.
I could have taken care of that as a sound effect, but it's really fun. Good. Actually, I'm gonna take a sip here real quick. We're gonna take a small little momentary break.
That's delicious.
Oh my gosh. Sweet Baby Jesus beer. Chocolate peanut butter pour. More chocolatey than peanut butter, but I love this stuff. I mean, literally, I dropped the kids off at the airport. I mean, Ellen and the boys. I went to the supermarket. I went to Harris Teeter. Do you guys have Harris Teeter out there?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I know. It's a Kroger-owned store now. And I went and made my own six-pack of different beers. I bought two of these and some other ones. You saw a couple of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, behind me.
Oh, yeah. You have a guest.
Ross is with us. I'm joined in my office by Ross Board, a cardboard cutout version
that's
of
terrible.
Our good friend Ross Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a WordCamp Chicago 2013 t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
He looks our first guest appearance. Yeah. I mean, besides Yogi Bear and some others.
In the past. All right. So, hey, Kyle.
Hey, Adam.
Guess
how you doing?
Guess what?
What?
It's questions time. Quick, drink some beer. That's right, people. You sent them in, we read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. It's questions time. Who's ready? Woo-hoo. Let me take a sip of my beer.
Ready. I'm gonna take a sip,
and I'm gonna ask you a question. 1 second. Let me just take a sip.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the season for dark, rich beers
right now.
The temperature's dropping. You gotta get those porters out.
Right. All right. First question. This is sent in by Adam Warner. Good name. I like that name, Adam. Why and how to start building an email list? And what should I do? And what to do with your subscribers? Provide value, build trust, platforms to use, opt-in forms. So he's kind of asking, Adam's asking like all the stuff. It's kind of a mixture of a statement and a question. Really, it's why and how should I start building an email list? And then what do you do? How do you use it? So what do you got?
Right.
I have some options here.
My main question, because I learned a lot from my time running an agency and interacting with clients and other marketing professionals, the lesson that I learned from them, from some of my former clients, why build when you can buy? Just go buy some email lists. That's a brilliant shortcut.
Oh, yeah.
They're out there. They're cheap.
Dang it.
Instead of working your butt off to get a dozen subscribers and giving the world in exchange for their precious email addresses, why don't you just go spend a few bucks and get 10,000 email addresses?
So, you know what, I don't know why, I didn't, I'm just gonna throw my answer away because that was so much better than my answer. Okay. Dang it.
True story. Have had clients do that. And yeah, well, you know.
That's an option. You could buy leads. You can buy an email list, right? And people do it. And actually, yeah. I mean, truth be told, excuse me while I had a little beard there. You know, buying a list is not the worst idea in the world. If you are going on a very large scale, it depends on your business, or on your market. If you're doing junk mail, USPS, right? People do it. That's what, but in the
we
industry,
don't do a lot of junk mail.
No, in the industry of what we're in, I think it's obviously not looked best upon. You want to be, you know, you want, I don't know how I want to word it. Right, we'll get to that anyway. You have more? You want?
Well, I think that, you know, the mentality that I've seen from a lot of people is kind of like, you know, getting those emails or getting those customers is a lot like, I don't know, maybe when you go hunting or something and you're trying to catch a rabbit or whatever. I don't hunt, but whatever people go and hunt, trying to trick and trap animals and catch them. And a lot of people have this mentality that like customers are like those elusive creatures that you're trying to catch and skin and eat. And you need to trick them and trap them.
Okay.
And then they'll be yours. Like that sort of mentality. We need to figure out a way to trick people into giving us their email addresses and trick them into somehow buying our product or something. I know you know a lot of people like this. I've seen a lot of this. This is just kind of a mentality that people have. Influences their strategy. I really don't think it should work that way.
Okay. All right. Well, right. Yeah. Let me interject real quick. So I have a couple pieces to this. So the how, right? He asked how and why and how. I'm gonna start with the how. The how, first option, first piece of the advice here is paper. You know, a composition book, wide ruled, not college based. College ruled is for suckers. All right. Number two there within how is a black pen. It must be a black pen, not blue. Got to be black. It needs to be a cross pen, like the ones my cousins got for their bar mitzvahs. Each one of them got like three sets, the pen and pencil set. And all I wanted from our bar mitzvah was a cross pen and pencil set. I didn't get any. I'm not bitter. Therapy's been fine. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's been a crap load of years. And I'm just saying that, you know, if somebody ever wants to send me a cross pen and pencil set, I would be very appreciative.
Adam Warner did not know he was in for that. No, so he was going to bring up this.
And the why is obvious, Adam Warner. It's because all the cool kids are doing it. All the internet bigwigs, the marketing experts, you know, the Amy Porterfields, the Rick Mulready's, the Pat Flynn's, you know, you got to have the email list, you know, build the list. And, you know, of course, and the money's in the list. And honestly, it's actually kind of true. The key is to add value, right? You know, using the opt-in form, you don't want to spam people. You want people to, it also comes down to this. I was going to say this earlier. 1,000 likes in Facebook is nice. It makes you feel great for your page. But you'd rather have 10, 15, 50 people who are actually customers who are going to pay you for the service versus 1,000. Likes do nothing anymore.
Right.
So if people sign up for your list, they value what you're offering, right? So, you know, paper, black pen, you know, across pen, pencil, set.
I don't know where you come up with this.
I don't know either. But then, of course, the how, you know, not the other how, the other way the platforms use, there's so many services now. Back in the day, you only had one. You had Constant Contact. Now you have AWeber, MailChimp, ConvertKit. There's Confusionsoft, however you want to call it. Drip. There are so many different variables there. You can, and so many different options to go with that. So is there one better than the other? I know a lot of people, and I usually tell my customers, my client base, start with MailChimp because it's a free level, you know, the first 2,000 subscribers. You know, after that, people sometimes go to AWeber, now they go to Drip or ConvertKit. You know, there's just a lot of options there. It depends on what your level of technical knowledge and investment wants to be. It is an investment. It takes time to set things up. It's not simple, but the key really is has to be valuable, rich content that you're giving away that you want to build that list and then you have permission to sell to. Nothing's wrong with selling. Nothing wrong with doing this and reaching out. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I missed the why question, I think. I mean, you answered the why a little bit, but why is mainly just because it works. Email still works.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People still read their email and still use it. It's not a dying...
As long as you don't overdo it, you don't want to go... You know, it's also not about how to make $1 million by teaching people how to email people. Not one of those, right?
Yeah.
Or send me $2 and I'll teach you how to send me $2 and I'll teach you how to make $2. Ask people for $2. Yeah, it's the why it works. It does work. But it takes a lot of touch points, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've seen other technologies, I don't know, that sort of decline over time, but people right. definitely still use their email. So it's still a completely valid channel, and that's why. It's right. totally worthwhile.
Yeah. And there's something called the lead magnet. You know, it's something, give me your email address in exchange for X, an ebook, 10 top reasons to listen to this great podcast, how to homebrew. You know, even if it's giving people the insight on how to do what you're offering, it's a weird way to think about it, but I'm actually talking to a painter right now, interior home painter, and I think she should do a lead magnet. Give, you know, in exchange for the people's email address, she'll give you her 10 top secrets about prepping to paint your own room. Well, why would she want to do that? Because most people don't want to paint their own room, you know? Mm-hmm. She's going to get people who are like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't have the time. I'll call Sherry to come fix it kind of thing, right? So
right.
if you offer the information, people then realize, oh, that takes time, effort, energy, and expertise. So you know what? I'll just hire the professional.
Sure. So yeah, it's totally true. I think the lead magnet thing is important. And that's something for a lot of people to appreciate because, I mean, how many sites do you see where there's a little form on the site that says subscribe to our newsletter?
Right. That's very passive. Very passive.
That's it. That always makes me laugh because there's no reason for anyone to give your email. When we're selling a product, that's an exchange. Okay, we're saying, I'll give you this product, you give me some money. If we want someone's email address, we need to think of it in a similar way. We need to exchange something. So I will give you X, I will give you something. This free ebook or access to something around this community or our platform, our free level.
A discount code, something.
Anything. I'll give you this if you give me your email address. It's an exchange. You must do that. You must provide something. There's no excuse for just saying.
I mean, you can't actually have on the very bottom. Like, I'm actually working with another client, and they want to do this. We just had this conversation yesterday. They want to do something, but they don't have anything yet built to give away. So on the bottom of their page, we are going to put in the footer, you know, stay connected, sign up for our subscribe to our newsletter. But that is a passive thing. That's that. You're going to get that, you know. Eventually, they will modify that and change it, you know, and offer something else in exchange. That's the way to grow that list, is to offer value.
There's a lot of cool tools in this space right now. Mm-hmm. OptinMonster is pretty dominant when it comes to OptinForms. I mean, man, they're just killing it.
Yep.
An awesome solution. It's a SaaS platform. It used to be WordPress plugin-based, but now it's platform agnostic. And it's just an awesome product that we use, too. There's a new one that's WordPress-specific that Scott Bollinger made called Hollerbox.
Oh yeah,
and it's pretty sweet. It's got a lot of awesome features. I think it has a free level. Probably going to add that on our plugin site at some point. So check out some of those cool tools. And when it comes to the success of running email, I strongly believe that the success is strongly correlated with how well the subscribers' expectations align with your execution. So by that, I mean, are people getting what they expect when they subscribe? If you're going to deliver a variety of things, in our case, we send out emails to our affiliates, to our general users, to developers who write code for us, for our platform, mm-hmm. And customers who have paid somehow, and other groups even besides that. So we allow for those subscribers to segment themselves and opt in and select which of these topics they're particularly interested in, and they will receive those. So we work hard to make sure that users are choosing what they care about very easily and then getting exactly that and nothing different. There's no room for any, tricking people. It doesn't work like,
Those days are long gone.
Tricking people into giving you their email and then thinking that it'll somehow result in sales. Like, oh, I've got your email address. And now I'm going to send you out like this email promoting my affiliate or thing promoting my product. Yeah. If they're not
You and I had this conversation this morning. We actually had this conversation while I was making breakfast. I have the email. I have it open right now. It came from EDD, came from Lisa to the affiliates. I'm an affiliate for EDD I guess that is EDD. It is a great email. I mean, it is dense with content that is relevant to what I want to know about features that now EDD offers, the EDD to Slack, these things that will help me if I want to then refer it to other clients or use it for my own thing, right? I mean, I don't do a ton of sales for the EDD platform at the moment. I'm newer to it, but it's an amazing platform. But literally, the email that came from Lisa is brilliant. It really is. I mean, it caught my attention. It's just so much in there. And I say so much, it's actually not even, it's not that long either. It's the brevity, it's perfect. Just tell Lisa that. It's a perfect, you got to tell Lisa that. It's it really is. It's good. It's just good.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't like, because some emails come in from stuff like affiliates or from whatever, and they're just way too long.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and if I'm not expecting that, it's one thing. I mean, the emails from PostStatus, which I love, Brian, those are long, but we know those are going to be long. Those are deep on purpose. Those are story-based.
We get what we expect.
Exactly. From and it comes back to that.
We remain subscribed as a result.
So, anyway. All right. So, I think we answered the question. So, that's the how and the why.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good about that. I mean, unfortunately, it took a whole beer, but you know, I could go to the kitchen and get. I have another one of these, but I'm not gonna. Should we hit pause? I go get one more, or no? We'll just keep going. We'll be fine.
I don't. You don't need it. You've got 35 more hours.
What? All right. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. All right. Go ahead and ask the second question.
The second question comes to us from our good friend Ian Wilson. He asks us, "What are some tips for working with part-time employees or contractors when you're not sure how much time you're going to have for them on a weekly basis?"
Great.
What do you think?
Yeah, interesting question. Interesting and good. You know, I'm not going to say great. I don't want Ian's ego to blow up.
Oh man.
So if they're located close by, like they're, you know, nearby you, literally, you know, I would say laundry, grocery shopping, meal prep, you know, have them come over to the house and just, you know, kind of hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's an option.
I like it.
Additionally, you know, part-time is just that. It's part-time. Unless you want them to do something else for you. It depends on the job title, the duties that you've explained or figured out. And, you know, those are a couple options. I have another option, a little bit more, I think, maybe better, but I want you to chime in first.
Well, let me float this by you.
Yeah,
please. I mean, you got somebody, you're not sure how much time you're going to have to, you know, manage them. How about you hire somebody to manage them?
Nice.
How about that?
Dang it, again. I don't have any paper to crumple up this time.
It's a perfect solution. It's a perfect solution.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
You know, or, you know, just delegate. Because if you don't think you're going to have time, you're not going to have time.
Okay, so yeah, there's that. Okay, so, and I want to, I did some research on this again, because this was important to me that I wanted to make sure that we were a clear, concise, valid, strong option. And this is true. You're looking at me right now on camera thinking I'm going to come up with something wacky, but I'm not. So there used to be a podcast or a guy I listened to. It's a connection to Pat Flynn. It's actually Chris Ducker. He has a book called Virtual Freedom. He's an expat down in Cebu in the Philippines. He wrote a book called Virtual Freedom, and there's a worksheet that goes with it. I'll link to the book in the show notes and in the workbook. And he explains how to hire VAs, because that's what he used to do. He actually used to hire, he used to run a VA providing service. Now he's runs Upreneur and has a book about that as well. But you know, you make a list about things that you just do every day, every week, every month, and that you're good at, bad at, don't care about, somebody else could do better for you. And once you do that, once you go through this process, you know what you'll need for that role. You hire for the role, right? Mm-hmm. And you may have to have multiple people, because there is no one super VA. That was one of his things. And you know, it's a good point. It really is. You can't have one person do everything. So you have to, if one person should do the accounting, one person can do web, but one person can do sales, marketing. Those are kind of separate things, right? Or training, whatever it may be, or content creation, or even editing or podcast, that kind of thing. So it takes time to figure that out. But I think a good resource would be the Chris Ducker resource. And I'll put a link in the show notes to that as well. So that's my honest answer. You know,
you are so smart.
Well, you know, thank you.
I think it's important to avoid assigning any task that requires a lot of your input.
Mm-hmm.
You can. This is something to just evaluate when you're looking at, you know, who to bring in, what roles and tasks to assign to them, and what shall I continue doing. Be careful about assigning the tasks that do involve you. I mean, if you have to do code reviews or design reviews or follow-ups with their contacts or sign off on everything that they try to complete. Maybe those aren't good tasks for you to hire out right now. Choose something else, different roles and responsibilities that will ease your burden, but require a little less input. We hire for support fairly regularly. And for the most part, that doesn't require a lot of follow-up. You know, we have easy channels for new support team members to ask questions and get help. And, you know, double check how they're doing now and then, but it's kind of self-driven, so they're doing pretty good. So avoid those kind of tasks. And probably one thing that I'm a fan of, and this is up to you, and would be scheduling interactions. If you're unsure of what your availability is, your schedule's a little volatile, you might be in a situation where you need to force a one-on-one weekly, maybe touching base or bi-weekly or something like that. Just every other Friday at 9 a.m., we're going to get on a quick call and touch base. And that's all that you could be expected of. And even if it's just 15 minutes, it's probably going to do more than you just when you think of it touching base.
I think that might be enough. I don't think that's enough, honestly. I think sometimes when you first start out, I think there's an onboarding process, even with hiring freelancers. I did a podcast about this, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's that getting comfortable, making sure they know what they're doing, obviously vetting them, all those things. So eventually, yeah. But I think, you know, nothing wrong with communication on any level, with clients, with your freelancers, et cetera. So really, you're going to do a fidget spinner now? I can hear that on the recording.
Oh, sorry. I'm playing with my fidget spinner.
Please stop. Okay. All right. So I hope that answers your question, Mr. Ian Wilson. Last question here. I don't know. Who sent this in? Do we know? Do you know?
This came from Jan Janky.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jan. How do we listen to your advice show? I have one answer. I have two words. Two words. You ready for my two words? Do you want to answer this one first?
No, go ahead.
Sony Walkman.
I loved the Walkman days. Those were the days.
I still have a few. As a flashback to about 9 months ago, my wife, you know, Ellen went to Florida for training for JetBlue, where she had to go do her training, and I mailed her a Walkman. I made her a mixtape while she was gone. I found 7 or 8 songs, and I also read a poem about how much Elizabeth Barrett Browning, "How Do I Love Thee?" Let me count the ways, and I sent her a Walkman. With batteries, with the tape and a cassette and headphones over ear headphones. So like an old school mixtape. So while she's away, she can, you know, listen to some music that I was thinking about her. So.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Ah, those were really the good days.
Oh, they were awesome. So.
You and I have joked about distributing our podcast in cassette form before. I think that would be a riot, like going to a WordCamp and just like handing out cassettes with recordings of our show.
Would anyone want that, you think? Hey, let us know if you want that. We can make that happen.
Yeah, if anybody would even get a little kick out of it, we're going to totally show up to a WordCamp with a box of cassettes.
Maybe just the bloopers? Yeah. The pre-show or after-show, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we are working on a super secret project of like sharing our greatest hits.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'd be cool. Put that on cassette. Yeah. That's the key right there. Can we get that done for WordCamp US? That'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let us know if you dig that sort of thing.
Yeah. So how does this person listen to our show? What's your answer? What's your option?
Jim, I don't know. I don't listen to the show.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't. iTunes, I guess.
Yeah. Getoptionspodcast.com/iTunes.
Yeah, generally when you...
You can also play it through the website, too. So if someone
That's right. You can just go to getoptionspodcast.com and just click on the little play button.
Right. It's right there. Come on.
Tune in. And all the episodes are there. All of the old, I mean, all the good memories that we have. Episodes of the past, the 28 before this. do you have a favorite episode?
No. I don't know. I think we're getting stronger. I'd like to believe we're getting better every day. If you look back, if I had to look at all 28 of them and 29 now, there are some that I'm not extremely loving, but I like last week's was, I thought was pretty good. This, I like this one right now. Yeah. This might be my favorite because I'm drinking a beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So. I do like that. That helps.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Something about it, just us having a beer here. We just feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I liked our show that we did at Pressnomics. That was a good show.
Pressnomics. Oh, in Adam's hotel room.
Right. Adam Warner's hotel room. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was really good.
That was fun.
I also really enjoyed the live one that we did at Kent.
Oh, that was good too. Camp Kent. That was fun. Yeah.
That was pretty fun. Good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it. You want to wrap us up?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I guess so. If you're listening to this show, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow you can do that. You can go to, I don't know. How do you leave a review anymore?
You go to iTunes and leave a review.
Yeah, you go to iTunes. You leave a review. Look up our show, Get Options Podcast, and just leave a review. Give us some honest feedback, and we'll we'll read it. We'll feel special. And thank you. And most importantly, we want your questions, because this show isn't for us. You might think so, but actually, this show is for you, dear listener. We want to give you good advice. We want to solve your problems and help you out. So send your questions our way. Email over a whole list of them. Write a book of questions. All the questions you can think of, email them over to us, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Or record your lovely voice in a voicemail format using the SpeakPipe feature on every page of our website, getoptionspodcast.com. Or fill out the contact form there and submit an anonymous question. Ooh.
Ooh.
We will answer your questions on a future episode, and we will give them our best effort. All the wisdom that we have will come out just for you. And it's just for free. Can you believe that, Adam?
It's crazy. Now wrap it up.
All right. Well, once again, we thank you for tuning into the show. If you are interested in more episodes, just subscribe and follow us on wherever we are on the internet. My name is Kyle. If you just Google Kyle.
Right. You won't find
you
him.
Won't find me.
No, you'll find Kyle at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm Hey Adam Silver on Twitter and over at KitchenSinkWP.com. And we are at Get_Options on Twitter as a channel itself. Have a great day. Talk to you later. And this is for all the empty bottles out there. Okay, there we go. That's it.